Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's very special guest is Dr. Bev Kay. She's the founder of Career Systems International and a leading authority on career issues, including retention and engagement in the workplace. She is the international best-selling co-author of Love 'Em or Lose 'Em, Getting Good People to Stay, which has sold over 600,000 copies and has been translated into 22 languages. This book provides 26 practical strategies that any manager can easily implement, some of which we'll be talking about today. So welcome, Bev.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it is our pleasure, and employee engagement is a hot topic right now. It's a phrase, it's a term that's being thrown around a lot. What is it, and why is it so important?
You know, it's interesting. It is so hot. And I'm not sure it's anything that new, because I think we said for years, for eons in the world of human capital, care about your people, motivate your people, keep your great people. And engagement is all about that. It's really, are your people giving all they can to your unit, your department, your organization? Are they giving, and the pop word is discretionary effort? After they do what has to be done to meet the job requirements, are they giving more? And the more that people are engaged, i.e. giving more, passionate about being there, the more you will get their innovation, the more you'll get their productivity, the more you'll get good customer service, all of that. So it just makes sense that all of the big researchers, the Gallups and the Towers Watsons, are all saying an engaged workforce can double or triple your revenue.
Absolutely.
And that's why it's so hot.
Yeah, there's been a lot of research saying that here in America, we are not really engaged. You know, I know that there's been a lot of that released in the past couple of months, even.
Exactly.
So what's happening in the workforce here in the United States? What are the ramifications of being disengaged?
You know, it's interesting. In the talks I give, I have a slide that says disinterested, disgusted, all of the dis words, and at the bottom of it, it says dis is not good. And it's like a team. If you're a manager out there and you have a team, and a team is like 10 people, and three of them are like not giving their all and disengaged, there's a toxicity. It's like a virus that spreads to others. And the minute you have people thinking, what else is out there for me? What other options are there? Is when you begin to lose that extra discretionary effort that they offer. And it really is a shame. If ever we needed the best talent to be competitive, as organizations become more and more equal technology-wise, it's only talent inventing the next best thing, producing, giving great customer service that differentiates one organization from another. And I think, and others think too, but I think what we do that's different from others is everyone says it's the manager, comma, stupid. It's the manager who can keep people or lose them. And we give the manager helpful hints. We give the manager, we're a how-to kind of an organization. So everything I write, everything I do, everything my company delivers is about the how-tos. And you know, I think managers have so much on their plates now. And they are mostly working managers in the old days, and I was around in the old days, we had managers who were people managers and didn't have a lot of work to do on their plates. Nowadays, we're putting, every manager is also a working manager. So we've got to make it as easy as possible, as practical as possible, for them to take a few tips and put them to action.
And Bev, you have 26 strategies in Love 'Em or Lose 'Em, your book. If you had to choose just one strategy to recommend to managers that would help engage and retain talent, which one would that be?
You know, it's interesting, and I'll say a word about the 26. When we wrote Love 'Em, and we wrote the first edition in 1999, so the fifth edition just came out, and we wanted to make it a book that a manager could thumb through, open any page, and say, I could do that. That doesn't cost me any money. I could try that, or I forgot about that. So, we actually wrote the book twice, and we were bored by our own writing. So we got the idea of making all of our data fall into some letter of the alphabet. And what would capture a reader that would start with an A? And you know what it was? And it was maybe a key chapter, because the first chapter A says ask. Ask your people why they stay. And ask your people, what would cause them to go? And it gave us the idea. And here's what is the, I think it's a punchline of the book. It's something managers in our seminars and in our training remember. We say to an audience, when is it that a manager says, what can I do to keep you? And everybody smiles and says, at the exit interview. Well, we are saying, the hell with exit interviews. Why not do stay interviews? Why not ask that really important question early? Why not say, you know, you're important to my team. I know there are options out there. What matters to you? What can I do to keep you? So in the book, in the first chapter, A chapter, we give managers a slew of great questions that they can ask their employees that would be kind of stay interview questions. And any of your listeners out there who are interested in, well, give me that list. Just give me that list. We're glad to send the first couple chapters of Love 'Em or Lose 'Em to anybody who writes into our website and asks them. So we'll give you that ask chapter. But the idea of asking, I think, is key to every other chapter in the alphabet of strategies that we give to managers. And I think it's crucial.
Yeah, it seems like it's crucial because that's where it starts. And of course, we could keep going and talk about all of these strategies you have. You have so many, but
how many hours do you have? Right.
I know, we don't have the time to do that. So our listeners can learn more about Dr. Bev Kay and the book, Love 'Em or Lose 'Em, Getting Good People to Stay, by visiting her website at careersystemsintl.com. So that's Career Systems, abbreviation for International, intl.com. And just like she said, you'll be able to download the first two chapters of the book right there. So thank you so much, Bev, for joining us today. I really appreciated it.
You are very welcome. It was fun. And if you want to go on with the chapters, we'll do this again.
Great. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the National Publicity Firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.